Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. What is going on? We are on episode 51. We are wrapping up 2022 with two very, very special guests who are joining me today. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins and I'm joined with the Outsiders. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, doing really good.
Yeah, definitely.
So thanks for joining us again for like the second time in the space of a couple of months. It's amazing. And you've got a really, really cool selection ahead of us as well. So tell us all about the first song and we will find out lots more as the show progresses.
This first song is off our new EP that will be out next, like tomorrow, actually. So yeah, super excited about this. This is called Spectra.
So that was Spectra that's coming on the 2222 EP, being released on the 22nd of December in the year 2022. I like what you've done there, guys. So tell us a little bit about that EP.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, it's very strange how the name sort of just came to us, because there were we kept seeing like the 22 in so many different ways, and I'm also 22 now. So yeah, we just decided to name it 22, and which was so nice. The EP is like 22 minutes and 22 seconds.
Long, oh, nice!
Which is like a fun, nice. Which is a fun Easter egg. So yeah, and I'm really happy about the EP. It's super colorful, and we really tried to make a whole journey out of it. So it's a sort of like mini album listener's experience. And
I love that.
Very excited about it.
I love that. We're gonna find out more as the show progresses. But tell us what's playing now.
Right now, is the track called Back and Forth by Circumference. I actually heard this somewhere randomly and I was like, damn, what the hell is that? This is so cool. But then I was looking through my downloads folder and it happened to be there all along.
I reached out to
them and asked them if I could play it here.
Big up Fresh Knee and Kit Circumference there. So tell us about this one. Now you're going back to 2017, I think, for this one.
Yeah, this is like one of the tracks that really inspired the Outsiders when we started. The first thing where we were working on together was like something very similar with like the sounds of Up to Something. So this track had like a huge influence on when we started, and yeah, we just wanted to play it out and we still really like the track.
The track that we made inspired by this was actually called The Outsiders, and that was the reason why we were named The Outsiders right now.
Oh wow, go on, that's history. Go on, cool. And I was wrong, it's not 2017, it's 2015. It's Extra Annoysia, Up to Something.
Thank you.
All right, what's coming up next?
This next one is a track by Former Hero and Lower Bridge. It's actually the Lower Bridge version of a song called KJ. I really love this type of vibe. I like the sort of chill, uplifting, colorful vibe, and this song is really cool.
Yeah, really kind of woozy, dreamy quality to it. Big up Former Hero. Very, very different for this show as well. So what's coming up next? Then we got another track from your EP, haven't we?
Yeah, it's the second track on the EP. This one is called Adore. Really happy with how this one turned out. It's a very melodic, euphoric track, which is a nice vocal bridge. And we really love to play this one out. We just played the full track. And hope you guys like it.
Nice.
Away from your love, 'cause heartbreak is bad for me. I just just adore your story too much. It leaves me in misery. So baby, I need to run away from your love, 'cause heartbreak is bad for me. I just adore your story too much. It leaves me in misery. So baby, I
that. So what's coming up next, guys?
Yeah, even more modern DMB. This is a very new act, I think, from Masef. This one's called Masky, and yeah, this is a really, really nice, I think a little bit Carco inspired track, which is just very colorful, and yeah, I really like the sound of this.
Yeah, totally. Super emotional. I think we played all of the tracks from his self-shading EP on Divided and had a few reloads on some of them as well. This is, yeah, this is on Divided. It's Masef. Big up. Favorite.
Yeah, this is the Bosai cosine, definitely.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, tell us about Jerry Folk, because I didn't know anything about Jerry Folk, and I've got a whole new, you've opened a whole new rabbit hole for me with this one.
Well, yeah, I haven't even checked him that good, but I just like discovered this track, and this whole album is just really, really sick. So you should, I forgot the name of the album, but you should, guys should definitely check it out. This is one of the more experimental tracks on the album, and yeah, it's just insane.
Yeah, so yeah, cool. Really cool.
Shout out to Rohan for showing me this song when he was here.
Mama got you
Cool. So we're going to keep the flavors interesting and varied. And yeah, tell us all about the next one. Who picked this one, by the way?
I picked this one. Yeah, it's such a beautiful, chill song. I love the vocal melodies and how it kind of matches with the electric piano, and it's such a cool emotion. Really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Again, like kind of turn of the century funky house vibes on this. Really very, yeah, very sure. French record, like from 2017. It's Boston Bun, Missing You. From yourselves, guys, tell us all about Prism.
Yeah, so this is Prism from the new EP. The reason we called this Prism was because this is kind of a turning point in the EP. I feel like the first two tracks are pretty pretty straightforward and techie drum and bass ish and now after this track it kind of breaks the light into all these different colors and brings out sort of more creative, more careless sound in the EP.
Yeah, it definitely does that. I love that. Can't wait to ask you much more about the 2222 EP when we do the Vision Radio Extra for all the awesome Patreon supporters. But in the meantime, tell us the next track that's coming up.
Yeah, this is Heal by Aiko. It's from some kind of soundtrack album for a game, I believe. Yeah, I really, really love this song. It's just a chill ambient thing. It's super subtle. But I always come back to this because the sounds are so beautiful and organic and
yeah, totally. I thought you might be able to tell me the game that it came from because I spent ages trying to research what game it came from, and I'm sure there's many, many listeners screaming at the radio now saying which game it came from.
Yeah.
But I also found a former hero edit of this, which is even more beautiful and euphoric and anthemic as well. Yeah, relating back to your previous track. Well worth checking out as well. But yeah, it carries that same beautiful vibe. I've got goosebumps now.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you. Lovely. Right, so we're going to go back in time now, aren't we? Tell us about this next one.
Yeah, well, one of our first releases on the Noisia labels. This one is called Dialtones. I still really, really love this track. It's just so much fun to still play it out. And yeah, always nice if people recognize it from, hey, I know this track. This has been released like years ago.
Yeah, exactly 4 years ago to the day of the broadcast as well.
Really?
I think. Yeah. It's the 21st, oh, the 21st of December on 2018.
Well, we can, birthday moment for Dialtones.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And now I remove my finger.
So from one of your earliest tracks now to one of your most recent ones, this is Puzzle. Tell me all about Puzzle.
Yeah, this one's from the new EP. We had like major issues with one of the basses in this track. We weren't able to sort of, we had like a strange issue in a plugin, and we weren't able to fix it until like, it took us like 1.5 years and like two weeks before the EP, I suddenly somehow managed to like fix it, and I called Joseph and I said, I fixed the bass and Puzzle.
I couldn't believe it. Happy. It took
and
so
I'm,
long.
Wow.
And I'm so happy we're going to release the EP with the right bass, so how it should be.
Go on. Is that what inspired the name then? Was it a puzzle solving the bass then? Is that
the demo was always called Puzzle, but now afterwards it really does fit.
Brilliant.
But yeah, we tried so many different things with remaking the bass sound, downloading old cracks of the plugin, but yeah, we finally made it work.
Go on, I love it when it all comes together. We'll be right back. feeling that. Now, something from the old Noisia Radio Best Of album, the best of 2018, is Matt Zoe under his MRSA guys with that brilliant Push Me Down the Stairs, which still sounds incredibly fresh to this day. So, it's it's Matt Zoe, isn't it? He kills it every time.
Yeah.
We always play this in every single set we do. So
oh, go on,
we
cool.
thought it deserved this shout out.
Yeah, big up, Matt Zoe. Staying back in the late 2010s, aren't we, with this one? Tell us all about this one.
Yeah, this is just a very nostalgic track for us. When we got into the DMB, we listened to this track a lot and we also played it out a lot.
For me, this also really reminds me of the first gig we ever went to as just drum and bass fans. Frequency, he invited us to a party in the Vera in Groningen.
Oh, nice.
And Monty was playing there. And it was around this time. So after that, we were so full of excitement that we just kept playing all these Monty tracks.
Shout out, Becky.
Yeah, this is really early for Monty as well. It's Halogenics and Monty, Old Town. So now another one from you guys. This is back to 2020 on this one, a collaboration with Boxplot. Tell us all about In the Cold.
Yeah, Boxplot was doing kind of like a holiday in the Netherlands, and I was like, you should come over and we should make a tune. And I had this melody idea laying around for quite a while, But then we started working on it there, and Roland was there as well, and it was really fun, and it came together so easily. And yeah, right now it's our most popular track, and I'm super happy with it. What I really like about this song is how it's kind of, it kind of has all the drum and bass subgenres into one. It's jump up, it's liquid, it's the more techie modern sound, it kind of has everything.
Brilliant, that's all you need. What's coming up next?
The next one is Kemu Gloves. This is a hyperpop song that I'm such a big fan of. This guy is so unique and so interesting, and he's still very young as well. And yeah, I'm just really excited about seeing where he goes next.
Yeah, definitely. So many different kind of moments in this track. So dynamic, beautiful, and really emotional. Tell us all about this one.
One more track of my solo project, Sorza. This one's called Catharsis. It has been released last year. It's on AlphaPub. Yeah, it's one of the favorite tracks I've made with Sorza. It's very, for me, it feels really like a catharsis. And
funnily enough. That's stunning, man. Where are you at with the Sorza project anyway?
I'm really working to like get my focus on the project right now, and there are a lot of exciting things coming up with this project, so I'm looking forward to 2023.
Sweet. So another one from you guys now. Tell us all about Crush. This literally just dropped, didn't it?
Yeah, it actually came out as a single as well with the EP. This is for sure the loudest and most obnoxious things we've done so far.
I love it.
And
definitely,
it's a highlight or like a climax in the EP, and I'm super happy with how it turned out. We'll be right back.
absolute vibes. And now we're going to go back. We've been going back in time to a very specific era for you guys, haven't we? 2016-17 was a critical point for you guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a trip down memory lane. This one was also very inspiring for us. This is like very slow halftime track, and we used to listen like a lot of EEPROM and Signs back in 2017. So this music also really like formed as when we started with The Outsiders.
Brilliant. This is where the foundations were dug. It's EEPROM, Cumbia.
Yeah, definitely.
Sticking back in that kind of 2016 era, a huge one from Ivy Lab, favorites of the show, very regular contributors. This is Rorschach, as everybody knows. Tell us all about this one.
Yes, yeah, same for this one, actually. During that time when we started with The Outsiders, we were really into this kind of sound, and we listened to Ivy Lab a lot, and this album is so cool.
Yeah,
especially this one and Shamrock as well.
Lots of cool tracks on the album.
Control of emotions can be gained by understanding the stimulus response pattern. When you have certain experiences, you respond with various emotions. Stimulus response. Just as this sort of stimulus produces this sort of involuntary muscular response. The primary stimulus of thought.
something interfering with our behavior or action. Fear is the response to loud noises or loss of support. And the emotional response to love is usually the result of...
Cool, so we're coming up now with the penultimate tune of the show, and it's another one from yourselves. Tell us all about Changes.
Yes, the last one from the EP. This one's Changes. It's like a very, very heavy, intense dubstep track, although it's still like very melodic, and in the beginning it's more floating around, and then at a certain point it just gets like very stable and says, I am this, which I really like about it.
What I'm proud of with this song is how after the previous track on the EP, this one really feels like it's going to be the last track. That intro just gives that vibe.
Yeah, definitely. There is a real kind of story arc to the EP, which I'm looking forward to finding out more about. But yeah, this is Changes. Enjoy. Sign out with, guys.
Yeah, this is Perfect Dark by Lorne. I'm a huge Lorne fan. He has an amazing catalog of music, and this one is I feel like a very strong emotional connection with this track, and wanted to play it out.
Brilliant. Beautiful way to end the show. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. If you subscribe via Patreon, you will be able to hear more from Ruland and Yosef as I interviewed them for the Vision Radio Extra in one moment's time. But in the meantime, we're going to sign out. Thank you to everybody who sends us music. Thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon, on Discord, and every other which way. We've had another amazing year. We've got one more show to sign out from 2022. In the meantime, yeah, this is Lorne. Ciao, ciao.
Can we do a Yes Dave, maybe?
No outsiders.